Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The right fielder, Roland Office. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Guy Szolarts. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Pettini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Whitson. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Whitson. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Szolarts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Szolarts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Office moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Pettini reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivy moves to second. Guy Szolarts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Szolarts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Sanderson moves to third. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Szolarts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sanderson scores. LaFleur moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Expos. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Office hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Office moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Whitson drops the ball. Office scores. Carter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Scott covering, for the double play. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Office. Evans reaches second base with a double. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini misplays the ball. That's an error on Pettini. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sanderson bunts towards first. Ivy scoops it up and throws to first, with Szolarts covering, for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spear moves to third. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Expos. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Office hits a fly ball towards center. Herndon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Herndon. Scott goes all the way around to score. Office moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Office scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Expos. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into center field. Herndon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herndon. Dawson moves to third. Carter moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field. Herndon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herndon. Dawson scores. Carter scores. Cromarty moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tim Wallach now playing left field. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to second. Guy Szolarts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Szolarts is 0-for-1 in the game. Szolarts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Bordley now pitching. Rennie Stennett now playing second base. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines pinch hits for Rodney Scott. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bordley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tim Raines now playing second base. Willie Montanez now playing first base. Brad Mills now playing third base. Tony Bernazard now playing shortstop. Joe Pettenai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettenai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pettenai hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Office is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jerry White pinch hits for Andre Dawson. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Ramos now catching. Jerry White now playing center field. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mills settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sanderson hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Wallach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Vanabil pinch hits for Bill Bordley. Max Vanabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vanabil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Venna Bill for the out. Two outs. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pettini hits a fly ball into left field. Wallach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Phil Nastu now pitching. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Expos. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Lee now pitching. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster now playing shortstop. Bob Knepper now pitching. Joe Pettini now playing third base. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pettini fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knepper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 9, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.